just got kicked a little bit. Just going against some of the receivers and kind of bruised up after practice, but it's not really good.
That was Tuesday's practice?
Right. Do you think they'll be ready for Monday? I'm not sure. I'm just going to take it one day at a time and see what happens.
Eli, can you gauge to this point how your progress is based on your physique, the muscle, the power you wanted to add? Where do you think you are?
I think I'm right where I need to be. I still have a lot of progress to continue to make as far as continue to stay on top of my grind with the stuff I put in my body and taking care of stuff off the field and making sure my body's all in tip-top shape.
But I mean, I guess I know the adding the muscle was to be more physical, but there is a lot of physicality, comparatively speaking, even in the preseason game, you didn't play a lot. So
yeah.
How do you gauge where you are?
You just, by looking at the film of some of the stuff you go through in practice, I know Coach Macklin does a great job of putting us in uncomfortable situations on the practice field, and I think as a defense, we've reacted pretty well to that. And I think I have as well. It's just about continuing to just stay on top of my grind.
Somebody asked Ben the other day, saying, is Eli being too handsy? He kind of said, I want him to be more handsy. I mean, do you want to be as physical as within the limit as possible?
That's what we're taught as DBs. You want to make it as hard as possible in the offense, especially a timing offense like ours in practice. So with us, we have to get our hands on and stop the offense because they're always on the clock to get the ball to best guys, and that's Odell, that's Brandon Marshall, Brandon Shepard, so if we can disrupt the timing, it makes it, our job a lot easier for sure.
Eli,
DB, how final line is that between doing too much and, you know?
No, it's definitely tough. I think playing DB is definitely the hardest position for me, outside of quarterback, and it's just, once again, like you said, finding that kind of just balance of also being handsy, not too handsy, but to the point where you're disrupting the timing.
It's almost the reverse of what you
had
worked on last year.
A little bit. I mean, every year is a new challenge for sure.
Can you talk a little bit about Sterling from last year to this year, what you've seen from him? I mean, you guys are kind of in the same plane, so his career plane, so to speak. How much better do you think he is now than he was last year? And he was pretty good last year.
Yeah, he was really good last year. One thing about Sterling that's always been consistent is his confidence on the field. He's a very confident player. He definitely talks a lot. He makes his presence felt. And I think this year he's playing a lot more faster. I think he's more comfortable in the offense and comfortable with his role. And I think he's on a huge year.
Does he almost seem kind of like the forgotten guy in between? I mean, Odell obviously kind of is on his plateau, and then you bring a big person out of like Brandon in, and he's kind of a, you know, in the middle there. Is there almost kind of a sense maybe in the outside that people are overlooking him to some degree?
So. I know we don't overlook him at all. We know his role, his production. He was very productive for us last year. Again, a lot of touchdowns for us. He got about 8, mostly in the red zone too, so he's a very good slot option for us, and he can also play outside, and he's very versatile.
As a defense, I know you guys only have your series, so what did you take out of that first preseason game?
I think we did well. I think we did as well as we could have with the stuff that we were presented with, the plays and all that was kind of inevitable. It was just about running fast and hitting hard and making all the necessary checks and stuff. I think we did that.